How difficult might it be for an opposing team when Paul's making four in a given game? He's capable of that shot, but to go 4 or 5, heat up in the second half, I mean, that makes your offense that much more diverse now, right?
Oh, totally. Teams that have big men who can shoot threes and shoot them well gives you a huge advantage. You know, there's only a few of them out there who can shoot them well on a consistent basis, and Paul's shown to be one of those guys. And you know, that just stretches out the spacing of the floor. It gives Jeff and Dennis and everyone else more room to drive. It gives us more room when we come off screens to make reads. It's not all clustered in there. So, you know, when Paul's hitting threes, I mean, Al shot some corner threes, Pero can shoot some threes. I mean, just having bigs, that Mike Scott, obviously, huge part of our offense. It's just a big part of what we do, just not even if they're making it, but just the threat that they might, it really helps us.
Thank you. You hit that big three-pointer in the fourth quarter when they were making that comeback. How big was that for you guys to really stop that run when they got down to single digits?
Yeah, I mean, the game was getting where we didn't want it to be. You know, we had a nice lead going into the half, and you know, we came out a little flat, and we just couldn't seem to make anything. You know, we got some decent looks, but they're obviously played a whole lot better than the way they probably wanted to play the whole game in the second half. So you give them credit, but we just couldn't really get much going. And had a bunch of turnovers, and so you know, I thought we hit a few shots there at the end that kind of gave us a little bit of a cushion again. Well, I mean, I've always said if you don't play defense, you don't get to play in the fourth quarter NBA games, you know. And you know, I've been fortunate to play for a couple really good defensive coaches, you know, my last couple teams, and I've really learned a lot. And I love basketball. I love shooting, and that's hopefully always going to be the best thing that I do. But I love basketball, and defense is part of basketball, and passing is part of basketball. I don't really like dribbling that much, but everything else, like, I really like. And you know, it's fun.
You look where this team is at this point. You're now lead the division second in the conference. Can you appreciate where you guys are? I know it's early in the season. But.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, I think every NBA game is tough, but we've had a favorable schedule so far to this point, and so we've kind of, you know, just talked a little bit about, you know, we have to get these games. We've had some home games, and we've gotten to play some teams that aren't as high up in the standings as we're going to play later, and you know, I just keep on looking back to last year when we got to the hard part of that schedule and we had guys banged up, you know, and we took some losses last year, and so every game matters. But just really, you know, we try to talk a bit about, like, you know, not just getting wins, but just really trying to play good basketball because it's a long season.